Nigel Sylvester from Winchester and Rural Practice Based Commissioning Group. Nigel, you're a GP at West Hampshire. Could you just explain to me what the problem is with Lansley's plan as far as patient expectation and diminishing resources is concerned?
Well, I'm all in favour of encouraging patients to influence the sort of care that they should be receiving by the health service. That has to be a good thing. However, in a financial framework where we're losing money every year and we've got to reduce our budgets in the Hampshire PCT by £363 million in the next 4 years, this means that we are substantially reducing services. So, for instance, in my local trust in Winchester, we have to reduce our purchasing of hip replacements by 91 procedures in the next 4 years. We have to find some way of managing that and allowing patients to make more informed choices about whether they want procedures or not, but ultimately there will be some difficult decisions to be made. Now, if patients, with the patient's constitution and the expectations that's being raised by Mr. Lansley this morning, they will be asking for services that we cannot access, and that will inevitably lead to conflict. And also, because we're now going to be the budget holders, they will distrust our motives when we say that we're unable to refer patients to the resources they wish to access.
So if somebody wanted to go to London, for example, to a specialist clinic, and that might prove to be quite expensive for your budget, you might sort of have to tell them, I'm afraid you'll have to go down to the local district general for that one. Isn't that sort of incompatible with the sort of patient choice agenda, though? I mean, isn't the point that we're all more informed people and we should be acting upon where the best centres are? You know?
And that's exactly what I'm driving at. I can't understand Mr. Lansley saying that the patients should be given more choice in an environment when there's going to be less choice available. And he hasn't addressed that at all in any of the speeches, any of the discussions I've heard.
And is that a sort of fairly, I mean, are you exceptional in West Hampshire in having to reduce costs? Obviously the health services is making money, but are you a particularly profligate health centre? Would that be a fair assessment or an unfair one?
No, not at all, not at all. If you look at any of the recent publications in the medical world, you'll see all over the country that there are restrictions to access to orthopaedic procedures for exactly this reason. So all health authorities are under pressure to reduce the consumption of surgical services, but largely orthopaedic services. And because there's an ever-increasing demand for operations, this is in direct conflict with our diminishing resources.
So you've been handed a pretty poisoned chalice by the Health Secretary. Do you think the politicians here should sort of own up to this? Because they seem to be saying it's all about empowering the front line.
Yes, they should. Mr. Lansley this morning said that that the resources are going to increase by £11 billion in the next 4 years. But that doesn't take into consideration the phenomenal growth in health, in the requirements of health for investment because of improving technologies and increasing demand. So although he's right in saying there will be more money going to the health service, it is insufficient to keep up with the demand and also the phenomenal development of medical technology. So somebody at some stage is going to have to ration care. Now, I don't mind making those decisions if that's the responsibility that they're going to give me, but whilst on a board where there's two lay members, a consultant, a nurse, and a range of other people, those decisions become increasingly difficult to make as you get inertia of decision making with an increasing number of people on a board.
Thank you very much for that. It's been really great talking to you.
Thank you very much indeed.